Daniel had been praying for 21 days. God heard his prayer the first time, but it was 21 days later before Daniel received an answer. Why? Because there was a conflict in the heavenlies. The angel fought against the prince of Persia that tried to hinder Daniel's prayer. Can I say this? That there is that conflict and opposition that comes against the child of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Maybe you're listening to this right now, and this is exactly what you need. Maybe you're going through a difficulty, a hardship. Maybe Satan is attacking you spiritually, oppressing you, trying to bring you into depression. My friend, there is that warfare and conflict that comes against the child of God. I'd like to deal with coming against strongholds. In fact, we are in the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 10, and Paul would say this in verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," they're not fleshly, "but mighty or powerful in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down" what? "Arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Oh yes, my friend, there is opposition against the child of God. Satan always desires and attempts to hinder our prayers. Many times while praying, you can feel the opposition or the resistance or the oppression. And my friend, I always say that when it's hard to pray, then pray harder. You can find even Daniel had opposition as he had fasted and prayed for how many days? 21 days. Not just one, not 1 minute, not just 10 minutes, not just 1 hour, but for 21 days. There was this opposition as the angel fought against the prince of Persia. By the way, God heard Daniel's prayer the first day, the first time. We pray by faith, not by feelings. But what did Daniel do? Well, he prayed for 10 minutes and then he quit. No, he didn't do that. He continued to seek the face of God. 21 days, Michael the archangel came and helped the angel of God and defeated the prince of Persia. My friend, the Lord will help us and God will fight our battles. But I can say this, that we must pray and we must pray and believe God by faith. I'm afraid the church doesn't believe in prayer anymore these days. But I could say that prayer is imperative. It is important. Now, in the book of Acts and chapter 12, we see that Peter was put in prison for righteousness' sake, for preaching the gospel. And verse 5 of chapter 12 of Acts says, "Peter was therefore kept in prison." But notice what the Bible says. "But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church." What's the church? The believers. Those that are saved, born again. How much prayer? Constant. They continued to pray. And it says, "And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains, between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, 'Arise quickly,' and his chains fell off his hands." As a result of what? The result of the church praying, interceding on behalf of Peter. In fact, in verse 12, it says, "So when he had considered this, he," that's Peter, "came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together," what? Praying. Watching TV? No, praying. For who? For Peter. In other words, I believe it's because of the church's constant prayer before God on the behalf of Peter that Peter was delivered and set free. Prayer alters the course of events. My friend, when it's hard to pray, pray harder. Keep seeking the face of God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.